Marty Altman?
My name is Marty Altman. I'm a fourth generation in the groundfish business. All the harvesters of American lobsters from New York to Nova Scotia share a single market. Supply of this species goes up anywhere in the region, price goes down elsewhere. The lobster boom in recent years has commoditized lobsters. Lobster landed in Montauk is one less lobster needed from Eastport and vice versa. Trucks are bringing fish and lobsters and bait up and down I-95 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Any inefficiency gets exploited and eliminated within a few hours. We are in a very tightly interwoven local market. So you have Rockland, Portland, Portsmouth, Gloucester, Boston are all equidistant from Area 3 far offshore. These offshore areas are home to booming populations of redfish, haddock, pollock, monkfish, and MSC-certified dogfish. They are going to be fished by trawlers because people need to eat. The trawlers catch lobsters as bycatch, and they're going to bring them to port, whether anyone here likes it or not. In terms of price and supply of American lobsters, it doesn't matter where the offshore lobsters get landed. They get landed, and they end up wherever lobsters are sold. Right now, our offshore boats land in Gloucester, Mass. Last week, I put our offshore lobsters on a truck, brought them up I-95, and sold them to Reedy Seafood, a distributor in Portland, Maine. And this happens all the time. Now, if you're concerned about the MSC certification of your trap-caught lobsters, I know this because of the dogfish, you actually have to have a chain of custody. So there's no way that if you're following your MSC protocol that the offshore trawl-caught lobsters are going to interfere with your certification and your labeling. And if it is interfering with it, then you guys aren't following the MSC certification protocol, and you're going to lose your certification next time around. So that's a non-issue. So if you vote no to the offshore lobster landings and the trawlers stay in Gloucester, the inshore lobstermen go home feeling like they've won something, but they haven't. Nothing will change for them. Everyone else in the state loses 300 well-paying jobs. 300 tax-paying families start looking for new jobs. And if you vote yes, and the trawlers come back to Maine and land the offshore lobsters, the inshore lobstermen might go home and feel like they've lost, but they haven't. Not one of them will lose a job. They won't see a change in prices. They won't lose any territory. And the conditions of the market for lobsters will not change at all. But you'll see a bunch of jobs in Maine, and you'll see Maine to start to develop as a hub of offshore industries like wind and wave energy and all that stuff. Okay? So this committee doesn't have jurisdiction over I-95. You can't stop the lobster from getting trucked around. You don't have jurisdiction over the offshore fishing and lobster grounds. You can't stop the lobsters from being caught by trawlers. The federal scientists determine how they can be harvested offshore. That's their job to look at that. So all you can decide right now is whether lobsters are trucked up I-95 or they come past Portland Headlight with a boat full of fish and jobs. That's it.
Thank you for your testimony. Any questions? Seeing none.